Hello and welcome to Heart First with Jess King. I'm Jess King. It is September 15th, 2020. I feel called to share an episode today. I feel like I'm leaving voice messages on my phone because I'm literally recording this into my phone in using voice memo. So it feels like WhatsApp, like I'm leaving friends WhatsApp messages. So I feel like I'm just leaving one to our community, to whoever's hearing this, to share a message of love and support and inspiration, and hopefully to help sort of provide some insights or in some way to uplift you. This year, man, I am extremely blessed. Let me just start by saying that I am speaking to you from a Airbnb in Barcelona. I'm here a few more days. And then back home to Paris. But as an American living abroad in Europe, I just feel incredibly blessed to be on this side of the Atlantic since the pandemic began for obvious reasons, right? Whether it's COVID-19, the political situation, the divisiveness of with the mass, all this stuff. Now, and most recently, the wildfires that are taking over millions of acres in California, Oregon, Washington. There's so much stuff, right? And I feel called to share something just positive and not like trying to be positive, just something really heart first and real, because that's who I am at my core, and I feel called to do that. Like many of you, of course, I am extremely blessed, and believe me, I'm so grateful for so many reasons. There's a lot we're taking in 2020. There's a lot. There's just so much, and we are feeling our connection with one another more than ever. As a world, right? This concept of oneness that for some of us, myself included, in the past was a bit overwhelming. Although, of course, I understand, as an empath, I've always been someone who feels a lot for others, and I imagine many of you are this way as well. But this interconnection, this oneness of your pain is my pain, this sense feels heightened, and the awareness is rising, and this rising of consciousness, as painful as it is and as frightening as some of the things that are happening around the world are. And by the way, they've always been happening, right? We're just more aware, and it's maybe affecting some of us more close to home, or literally at home. So we're more aware of their presence. So many times we are feeling the pain and struggle of others unconsciously, and it can affect us in all sorts of ways. But I can only speak from my heart here, obviously as an intelligent woman and a caring person. But the reason I wanted to get on today is just to sort of share that we're in this together. And if you're listening to this and you are, as I know some of you are, you know, in quarantine, or you're by yourself, maybe you have a pet, but you're feeling isolated, and it's really hard not to sometimes get, you know, stuck in our minds in those situations, and stuck feeling afraid about the future. And God knows, you turn on the news and there are a million reasons we can be scared, right? We can be terrified, and we can feel helpless and angry, and all of these really important emotions to process, but not to get stuck in, because sometimes our minds allow us, or they sort of encourage us, to repeat the negative thought, repeat the fear, and the media, you know, perpetuates that and heightens that, and it does not help anything, right? It's just making things worse, rather than the power that we have within ourselves is tremendous. The power we have that we oftentimes have not accessed, because until your life, you know, hits a major speed bump or I don't even know, what did I say, roadblock? I don't know what I'm saying. Until the shit hits the fan, okay? Sorry, that's not a very pretty expression. But until something, you know, a major life obstacle, something comes and jolts you into reality, whether it's about, you know, whether it's the pandemic or climate change, whatever those things are, by the way, this could be something very personal. You know, it could be a relationship that's falling apart or that hasn't been taken care of, or you're noticing things in yourself that you haven't looked at. All these things. Sometimes it takes something major for us to wake the F up. So 2020 is that challenging shift, right? And I'm not saying it's not going to extend into 2021. I do think there's a tremendous dismantling of structures, and with all this darkness and all this all of these challenges, we are finding ourselves and we are doing that difficult work, some of which we'd been avoiding consciously, some unconsciously, and we're all in different stages of sort of integrating things. We're all in different stages of understanding consciousness. Some of us aren't. I mean, it's, if you're listening to this, I imagine that you are, or you're open to it. Because, you know, we are all on different soul journeys in this physical life. It's funny, before when I spoke about this stuff, I was more hesitant in earlier episodes because, well, like all of you, I'm awakening and I'm stepping into my truth and maybe owning that a little bit more and not fearful of judgment of others or whatever, my own negative thoughts and my own stuff that I'm working on. Because, you know, I'm just like you. We are all one. So I'm just going to say it. You know, we are a soul first. We are having a physical experience, but we are a soul first. And each of us has different lessons to learn in this life. And some souls are old and some are young, and I won't get too much into it. I'm by no means an expert on past lives and all that, but you know, our souls, we're here for this physical experience. And the more we own who we are, at our core, who we are, and step into that, authentic space and work on our own inner healing, it is true that as we heal, we are healing the world. And I'll just say something that's going to seem like super minor, and I'm already like gaslighting myself, and I've already shamed my shame about this for years. And that has to do with age. You know, I had carried all this stupid bullshit for like literally 20 years. If you saw my recent Instagram post about on my birthday last week. So I carried all this stupid shame about it, feeling like a failure. And I didn't get that far into it because it was Instagram. But you know, I felt like I was never good enough. I felt like, for lots of reasons, like we all have stuff. But the moment I created this post and I'm like, look, I turned 44, you know, September 10th. The moment when we push ourselves to unlock that shame, to erase that shame, the moment you stand up and you're like, well, this is me. Not because I happen to, you know, look a bit younger, maybe I haven't had a conventional life, so and I don't have children. So if you don't have certain things and you're working in entertainment or fitness or whatever, and whatever, we all judge each other. That's human, right? Unfortunately, we shouldn't. We should be. But this is just, or not even judge, like perceive each other a certain way. So whatever. And this is all my own baggage. This is just self, you know, when you feel a certain way, you attract certain types of people, and then that perpetuates your issue until you face it. So I guess not in spite of all the craziness going on in the world, but if you are I almost said, if you're lucky enough to be listening to this message. Now, I hope you're hearing this. I hope you feel blessed. I hope you are in a safe space and your friends and loved ones are. And for those who aren't, I just have to please know I personally am sending so much love out each day and healing energy and strength to anyone who's personally experiencing tremendous challenges now. But what we can't control, sorry, what we should focus, what is good for us to focus on? I don't like the word should or need. That's all. We shouldn't be using those. I did it. We shouldn't use the word should. But what would be awesome, I'll say it that way, what would be awesome for us to focus on is our own healing. So like, for instance, I just shared that, you know, I'm not going to judge it. My previous issue of owning my age, for mostly for feeling like a failure and for music industry stuff, whatever. But that was something I was carrying and I've been carrying, and I'm not going to say it's like totally over, but I know that each day owning it, I feel lighter. I feel, when I'm standing up, I feel the bottoms of my feet more firmly. I'm standing right now in my Airbnb in the living room area. I'm standing barefoot and I can feel the bottoms of my feet more square on the floor, more grounded. I can feel my shoulders more able to relax. Now, I'm not saying that just healed something huge, and because that healed that, but my sharing, someone else will see that on a very, like, you know, 3D level. Someone else will see that message. And I know this, and it's already happened. It's come back to me already right away. And think about something they're carrying, some shame they're carrying, whether it's, it probably isn't about age, but whatever it is, maybe it is, I don't know. But that's going to help them step into who that person is. Or maybe to think about stepping in. Because again, there's no one who is better or worse, or just, we are all one, you know, but when we realize that our power is tremendous, our power to heal personally, when we come from a place of love and courage is love, right? Courage, the word, I always say this because it's one of my favorite words, but courage, you know, meaning cœur in, well, Latin, heart, you know, courage is heart. Courage is love. Courage is owning who you are, loving yourself so much that you have the courage to speak up, to stand up for what you believe in, whether it's about something about yourself you're trying to work on or helping those others in need. And of course, there is no others, because helping one is helping all. But yeah, I guess I'm here to just sort of encourage you to do that. To do that work, whether that means, maybe it means taking a breather for 5 minutes a day and, you know, lying on your back and just focusing on your breath. Maybe it's going for a walk. If you don't have the ability to do that, maybe it's sitting in the bathroom for a few minutes, locking the door and just breathing. Maybe it's cooking. Maybe it's going for a walk, maybe. I don't know what that thing is for you that helps you get in that space of freedom, in that space of flow, that I've spoken a lot about on these episodes. You know, it's just getting a little more aware, because it begins with self-awareness, right? And if you already know that you're carrying shame about something, if you already know that there's something you're holding on to, it or a pattern that is not serving you, that is doing yourself a disservice. If you're feeling stuck, like if you're feeling just overwhelmed by the weight of what's happening in the world around us, and there is so much. But when we come into ourselves and when we connect with our breath, when we feel this connection, we are able to, and I'm talking about meditation, you can do it lying on your back, just close your eyes. It can be difficult to get to a space where you're not thinking especially if you're new to it or if you're feeling traumatized and you're holding on to the, like the body holds on to trauma, right? So it can be hard to do that, but whatever puts you in flow, if it's going for a walk, just being conscious, staying conscious of your own healing, staying aware of your own healing. Even if you're like, I can't, I have, you know, I'm working and I have my kids and I have my cooking and I have da 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 and the appointments and whatever it is you're balancing, just becoming or staying aware of parts of yourself that that you would like to heal, or part, just one thing. Because your healing matters and your healing is incredibly, for lack of a better word again, I don't know where my vocabulary is going, for lack of a better word, is powerful. You are infinitely powerful and wise, and your soul has the answers. Your soul is dying to rather learn these lessons and to step into who you are, to own your journey with love. And that doesn't mean that your healing will be met with immediately like pats on the back and everybody, oh, you're so awesome, da da da. It doesn't mean that. It's all about you. This is just so personal. And you to really feel it, you gotta trust the process. Trust that you are where you are meant to be right now. If you're in a challenging situation, guess what? You're so fucking strong, you're gonna be okay. Because you are put in the situation to learn something and not to be the victim of anything, but to learn something. And as we own our shit and we own our experiences with love, and everyone makes mistakes. So if you feel like, oh, I fucked that up and now I lost my job and I, whatever, I'm just throwing out an example, it could be absolutely anything. Love yourself enough to know that everyone makes mistakes. You deserve forgiveness. Everyone deserves forgiveness, but we can't control everything around us. We can only try and control how we react. And it begins with self-love and forgiving ourselves and being aware and just doing our best. Just doing our best. And it doesn't mean you're not going to be depressed. Doesn't mean you're not going to be angry. And but just finding this time, this space, this moment for yourself each day, where you can just focus on you. And it could literally be like 2 minutes if that's all you got, you know? And then trying to do it again the next day. And if you aren't able to do it one day, like, don't beat yourself up and be like, oh, that didn't work for me. Like, whatever. Like, hello, life. Never mind 2020, right? It's like the year of learning how to adapt, the year of consciousness rising, the year of so much darkness. And through that, if you're listening to this message, chances are extremely likely that you are a light worker and you are here to help be part of the change. And your healing is numero uno. So anyway, just a few things on my mind this morning. Hope that was able to connect, and hope you can feel the enormous virtual hug and love and sparkling energy with which I am intending to share. I'm sending it to you if you're listening to this. Okay, love you guys. Have a beautiful, blessed day or night, whatever it is, whenever you listen to this. And take care of you. And just take a nice, long, deep breath. Let's do a nice, long, deep breath in through the nose. Breathe into the belly. And exhale. Until next time, thank you guys. Love you.